Hello once again, and welcome to the program. We have a little strength for today. We're going to continue in Psalm 119, today looking at verse 65 through 72. In verse 65, David prayed, "Thou hast dwelt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word." Well, we could stop and think here for a couple of days and all the good things the Lord has done for us. And he's done it according to his word. To dwell is to take action with regard to someone or something. And the Lord takes action. He does what he needs to do to get our attention and to get us in the word of God. He said in verse 66, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments." Now, how is he going to teach us good judgment and knowledge? Well, it's in the little picture here, the family praying together. When I was a teenager, somebody came to our church and was preaching about how we should be living, and he said you need to have a family devotion or a quiet time every day. And my dad took that to heart, and we got some little scriptures that was actually a little plastic loaf, and it was full of little scriptures. And they were standing up on little cards in this plastic loaf, and it was called Daily Bread. And every day at supper time, we would sit around the table, and after we ate, we would, each one of us in the family, pick one of those cards, and we would read it around the table, and then we would pray about what we read, and we did that every day. It was a good thing. I was in a church, had a large youth group, probably 40, 45 kids. And some of those kids were members of the Satan Choice Motorcycle Gang in the close by city, and also members of our youth group. And I was in that group. And you know, you want to belong, you want people to like you. So pretty soon I was riding a motorcycle, letting my hair grow a little bit. I wanted to fit in with those people. But it was those round-the-table supper-time meetings that helped to keep me from getting involved with those people like I could have if the devil had had his way. Thank God for my father. We need to be having a time with the family where we get together and say, "Lord, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments." Then he said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word." Afflicted. Who wants to be afflicted? Well, he said, "Thou hast dwelt well with thy servant." Whether that has to do with some kind of affliction or whatever, he said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word." Going astray doesn't always mean some vile sin. It could be that you just don't take time to pray and to read the word of God like you used to. Verse 68, "Thou art good, and thou doest good. Teach me thy statutes." Well, he said, you know, you're good, whether I am being afflicted or whether I'm not. I recently got up to close the window in the middle of the night. It was cold, and I tripped over something and fell, and I really, really hurt my knee. I mean, it was pain, and I managed to crawl back into bed, and the first scripture that came to my mind was, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." What's the will of God? Not that I fall and hurt myself. The will of God is that I give thanks in everything. And so, man, the pain was real, and I was laying there, and I started giving thanks. I have a long, long list of things to be thankful for. And as I was thanking God for those things, I fell asleep. And in the morning when I woke up, the pain, it was still there. It was there for weeks. "But in everything give thanks. Thou art good. Thou doest good. Teach me thy statutes." It's amazing how these afflictions can get us back on track. Verse 69, he said, "The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart." Oh, I haven't lived long enough to do all the bad things somebody's lied about me that I've done. What are you going to do with that? Battle back? Sometimes you might have to if it's going to be a case where it is hurting the testimony of the Lord. But hey, if they're just fighting on me, get into the Word of God. Look for God's precepts with your whole heart. How to handle all these things. Verse 70, "Their heart is fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. But, hey, their heart, but I delight in thy law. It's a heart problem. 71, it is good for me, he said, that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Remember, before he was afflicted, he went astray. Astray, once again, just not being as close to the Lord as we should be. Jesus said in Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Verse 71, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of silver and gold. Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. I really don't like verse number 3, teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt removed. Are we teachable? Sing along with this message in song.
Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to me, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer. Boundless and free, Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart, grant that I Savior nigh, teach me through.